Here's a thought I'll title, Unknown Raw Files. A fairly common experience I have when I return from an extensive and particularly productive trip are digital captures which I have no memory of. I certainly don't remember the image. Sometimes I remember the place, but frequently I can't remember what I was thinking, why I made this picture, when I made this picture. It's just gone. And I suppose that might be explained by the volume of images we're able to capture here in the digital age. But I'm not so sure. And the reason is that I had this same experience of unknown images back in my film days. I always came back from a trip with an image or two that were right there on the contact sheet. There was no denying them, but I didn't remember photographing them. Where do these mysterious images come from? And what should I do with them? My explanation, which may or may not be valid, but my explanation is that they bubble up from our subconscious when we're not engaged in the act of covering them up or suppressing them through conscious thinking. When I'm out there with my camera, I'm composing, I'm looking, I'm doing purposeful things. So of course I'm going to remember those. But every once in a while, something just pops into my brain unannounced, uninvited, unacknowledged. I just respond to the world and I click the shutter, and that's particularly easy to do with a digital camera, unlike the view camera that I used to use in my film days. But particularly with digital cameras, it's so easy to just snap off a picture without much conscious attention to it. And at first blush, it might be easy to think those are not going to be very good pictures because they weren't composed and controlled and the result of conscious decisions. But then again, maybe that's their strength. Conscious thought has not gotten in the way of what the subconscious mind wants to feed us, wants to encourage us in the creative process of capturing an image. I trust my subconscious. Maybe I shouldn't, but I do. And so I've concluded over the years that when I find those images in my analog contact sheets or when I'm looking at my images in Lightroom in the digital world, when I find one of those images that I don't remember taking, those are the images I want to work on first because they're probably the ones that are least intellectual, least formulaic, and most a reflection of my subconscious thinking. And if that's true, then those images represent something particularly important because they come from deep within us. I think that implies that they're the least likely to be influenced by what we've seen from other photographers, that mental gallery that we have, because those unknown images are not preconceived ideas, but rather emotional responses. And that would seem to be a virtue for those images. At least that's how I tend to think of these oddball images that I don't remember capturing. I hope this is a creativity conundrum about how to think about these and how to use them and how to value them and not some form of medical condition I'm unaware of. But I guess we never know for sure. All I do know is when I go back and look at those images, after some processing, after some attention, conscious attention, it's amazing how many of those images rise to be some of the favorites of my entire creative life.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.